special. I think that's his best game of this season. Not only with the kind of the grit, and you saw that explosiveness back where he was able to outrun some people. He got into some open space. He caught the football out of the backfield and had probably, you know, he's had a lot of catches, especially early in the season, but some real impactful plays today. And then, you know, the play action, Tanner Mordecai, I don't think you can say enough about him, his toughness, what he's went through this season, picking up that first down on that run late in the game when he needed to sell out to do it, and he did it, and being able to make plays with his feet. It was just a really good day offensively for this football team, and it kind of came out of nowhere because we hadn't seen it in a while, and today was, I think, the best we've seen in quite a while.
Mordecai with 69 rushing yards and 145 passing yards and two touchdowns. Braylon Allen, 26 carries, 165 yards and two touchdowns. Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 28-14, Wisconsin defeats Minnesota. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we'll throw to a commercial break. 28-14, the Badgers beat the Gophers. Our postgame report is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services, too, at BalsamLakeHardware.com. Or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with a helpful hardware folks.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Rolling on with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Wisconsin Badgers will bring the Axe back to Madison. 28-14, the Badgers defeat Minnesota. We mentioned the Gophers scored in the opening possession, a 72-yard march, capped by a Jordan Newbin one-yard touchdown run. It was 7-0 after one quarter of play. But early in the second, the Badgers finished off a drive of 86 yards, 11 plays. Braylon Allen from 5 yards away tied the game. Gophers took the lead on Nathan Kaliak-Mann, a 7-yard pass to Daniel Jackson. But with about 2.5 minutes left in the half, the Badgers were able to get the equalizer with a Tanner Mordecai 11-yard flip to Will Pauling. Then in the third quarter, the Badgers got it cranked up. Braylon Allen broke loose for a 50-yard run. And since he was hot, why change? It was Allen finishing the drive. A 50-yard run from Braylon Allen. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai gives it to Braylon again. Up the middle, touchdown, Wisconsin. Brought to you by Braylon Allen. And the Badgers take the lead. 165 yards, 26 carries. You mentioned the work, the guys up front. They had to have a blast today, being able to carve out space and to get that kind of production on the ground.
Offensive linemen will always do what's asked of us, but if, you know, you get to pick, and especially in a rivalry game like this, you want to maul people. And I thought the guys up front, for the most part all day, were moving people off the line of scrimmage and, you know, gave Braylon a bunch of, opportunities for him, and he busted a couple of those long runs, but the guys up front did it. They won their battles, and that gave Braylon the opportunity. And then the pass protection was as good as we've seen all year. I don't think Tanner took any sacks. He had all kinds of time. So this is going to be one of those games the fellas are going to look at the film and think, man, we done good, because they did today.
Yeah, hats off to Braylon Allen. We'll see what his future holds, but been a heck of a performance today, helping his team to this win and this rivalry game and bringing the prize back home.
Yeah, you know what I really like today, too, because I think we, you know, watching the spring game last year and all this, oh, it's going to be tempo. I really think they mixed and matched their tempos great today. There were times, a long run, and I'd be sitting here wanting to break it down. It's like, oh, we're back at it. And I think when you're Minnesota, you're looking at it and they're saying, oh, we're getting lined up, and you didn't give Minnesota any chance. You took the fight to them. I think this was the best kind of mixing and matching of when to really go. And then at the end of the game, you milk the clock. I thought Phil Longo called a really good game, and it's a lot easier to call a game when you win up front like the offensive line for Wisconsin did.
Yeah, big tip of the cap to those guys up front, tip of the cap to this team in general. 28-14, the Badgers defeat Minnesota. We'll have more on our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Continuing in Minneapolis with the Badgers defeat Minnesota 28-14. They finish 5-4 in the Big Ten, 7-5 overall. Yes, they had aspirations for more wins than that, but you know, some credit, you know, had some players talking very candidly after the Northwestern game a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I think this team, while flawed, showed a lot. You know, bad starts, that's been a thing this season, and certainly was a thing the last couple of weeks. But when you're concerned up here, Mark, that it just might completely fall apart, they regroup and put together a couple of pretty good performances to win the regular season.
They did, and I think for all of us, Badger fans watching what we saw last week, especially in the start, there was a, this could get ugly. And to the guys' credit in that locker room coaching staff, they didn't allow that to happen. They fought. They found a way to win there. And then, you know, today I think there's always a little bit of a – when you get to be bowl eligible, your season is kind of but it was important today for this group, especially for these the guys that are in their last year here, whether it's 60 or 50 or guys leaving, to keep that, to get that axe back. It was important to a lot of guys, and you saw it with the way that this group played. So while it was a tough season, and I don't think up to the expectations which everybody was hoping for, I think the finish and that resiliency that Luke Fickell was looking for, trying to figure out who those guys are, you found out a lot about your football team these last 2 weeks, because this was hard. This season was hard. And you had a lot of guys that fought through stuff at the end and allowed you to finish with a two-game win streak.
So let's do this one more time. If it's Nashville or wherever, let's have some fun with these guys.
I am totally on board, and I am really rooting. I'm not going to denigrate any of the other cities or bowls, but Nash Vegas in December, I'm all on board with. That would be fine by me, and I think a really nice finish to this season, even though, again, not everything happened the way we were looking for, everybody hoped for, but I think the way this season finished, and especially the physical nature in which it did, is a good sign moving forward.
All right, we will hear from head coach Luke Fickell as we continue. We'll be sending it back to Madison here in a couple of minutes, but Mike Keller will have, I believe, comments from the Badgers head coach coming up a bit later in our post-game coverage. That will do it for us here in the booth for Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our studio. This is Matt LePay as we get ready to head back to Madison. Paul Bunyan's axe in the hand. Badgers 28, Minnesota Golden Gophers 14. Stick around. There's more to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Billy Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's Bumper to Bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Continue and welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmid, with smiles on our faces. It's a good weekend. Great football weekend. Badgers cap it off today, 28-14. You know, when we get to the final point of the season, Billy, it's reflection time.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at the season. You know, the phrase that pops into my head is that, you know, the season is a journey. And sit. But what was the line? Enjoy the journey.
Hey, you got to enjoy the journey. You can't just want to engrave the destination and worry about that the entire way through.
So what I thought was fascinating tonight is this game unfolded. And really, this can go back to last week when they won in overtime against Nebraska. And we have a chance to talk to Coach Fickell on Mondays on our statewide radio shows that we do. And he talked about how on that fourth down play with Braylon Allen went ahead for the go-ahead score and the eventual winner, he decided it was going to be on the backs of the offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I understand a lot of it was out of necessity. And this is the point I'm trying to make about the journey. Now, we all started with the air raid and all this stuff, right? But yet, when we finished the stretch, it almost, and you and I talked about it today, it almost felt like old school Wisconsin football. We saw tight ends. We saw all kinds of stuff today, didn't we?
It might look a little bit different. It might feel different. They might line up a little bit differently. But Phil Longo, when he got the job, said, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not run at Wisconsin. And he said it until he was blue in the face and people chose to believe him or not because of the tag of the air raid and working with Mike Leach. He's always tried to get to a 50-50 split, and at some point you're going to ride the hot hand. And when you had the biggest, baddest dude on the field today, again, in Braylon Allen, give it to him as many times as possible. He battled through one last week, and this game in particular, Braylon has not been healthy for this one. And he was grinding through it here today, but wasn't able to go last year. Remember in 2021, felt like a shell of himself because he'd been beaten down so mm-hmm. much throughout the year. This one was personal, and you had to ride the guys that helped get you there.
414-799-1973. That is our talk and text line. If you want to join us, sound off on the victory today. Nice to see the axe coming back after two
right
years.
Right where it belongs.
And Braylon Allen will get the press today, and rightfully so. What did we finish, 165, averaged almost 6.5 yards of carry in the two
26
touchdowns.
26 touches, no
Had
doubt.
Had that long run of 50. That was a Braylon Allen drive. Two plays. it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Where he ripped off the 50, then he put it in. But I think we cannot overlook today the performance of Tanner Mordecai. I mean, where would this team would not be, I believe, where they are now without Tanner Mordecai, especially that dark day after the Indiana game and Fick calls him out afterwards, and then you come back and you have the woeful performance against Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And there was questions about leadership and that type of stuff. And I just think that Tanner took, as quarterbacks do, they're leaders, took control of this team. And they never look back in those final two games.
A lot of times at that position, you get more credit than necessary. You also get more blame than necessary. And even when he was not on the field and not being the quarterback for some of those losses, you started feeling like his name kept coming up. And how many different times did we wonder if he was going to get back into the starting lineup, if he was going to be able to be the guy to quarterback you at the end of it?
Because we talked about that when Braden Locke was a quarterback,
it's difficult
right?
when you're facing now development after losing those two games in November, not playing for a championship, to go to a sixth-year senior. But feeling the locker room, understanding what he meant to the other 100-some guys in that locker room, they realized that he was the leader and went back to him. Is it something that maybe helps you win in 24? I can't necessarily know that. But what will help you win in the future is 15 more bowl practices. And to your point, boss, I don't know that you're playing in a bowl game. I don't know that you've gotten these last two wins and gotten yourself bowl eligible if it's not for the veteran status and the knowledge that he plays with, the savviness that you saw here on display the last 2 weeks.
I think some credit has to go, not some, a ton of credit has to go to Coach Fickell and this coaching staff, because there were some low points even they questioned. I mean, Luke has been very outspoken about the fact that for him, this is the toughest year he's ever had as a head football coach. And he could have easily lost this team, but he certainly did not.
No, and if 7-5 is the toughest year that you're going to go through,
yeah.
It's pretty dang good, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about what they have gone through over, and we talk about this a bunch, but over the last 16, 18 months, this is, you feel great for the guys in the locker room, you feel great for the kids on scholarship, but for Coach Fickell and the staff, over the last year, all the transition, all the change that they've all gone through personally with the professional move, this is a culminating effort to be able to finish here the last 2 weeks, finish with these two trophy wins. And how about this part of it as well? If you're looking at what Luke Fickell said when he took this job some 12 months ago, we're going to be a better fourth quarter team, and we need to finish one score games. We need to finish games late into November. Well, 2 weeks ago, people were using that line against him. Now he's looking a little bit more credible because this is exactly what his football team was able to do.
You know how much this game means to these guys. I mean, not the game itself, but the Minnesota game and the axe and that type of stuff. And I think it's really signified by two players today. And we've talked about what Tanner did, what Braylon did. But listening to some of the pregame stuff today on my way in, and Will Pauling, Chimere Dike,
mm-hmm.
question marks. As a matter of fact, Patrick Herbs said that Will Pauling and had done much at all during practice during the week. And so they're going to come out and see what he could do. Had that touchdown catch today. Chim had some big plays today when they needed it. Again, that's it, maybe not vocal leadership, but that's leadership, right?
Yeah, it really is. And I liked when Fick was talking to Tausch before the game as well about, now the talking's got to be over. But for the last week, we've let everybody tell each other, inform those young guys, because those are two very different spots, right? Jim grows up, lives in the state of Wisconsin, has grown up with this rivalry, in this rivalry, understanding what Minnesota-Wisconsin is. And Will Pauling transfers in less than a year ago, and both laid whatever they had on the line here today for the program. And because it's Wisconsin-Minnesota, and you haven't had that trophy in your locker room in almost 800 days. So to be able to go out and do that here today for all of the guys that ended up being able to gut through it, It is an impressive effort, no doubt about it.
414-799-1973. I think it's only fitting that we go to our first caller tonight. It's the legendary Pat in Waukesha.
What's going on, Pat?
What's going on, Pat?
Tim and Billy, thanks for taking my call. Woo-hoo! The Axe is coming home, baby. Yeah. What a game. 7-5. Man, it's like you guys were saying, it's been a challenging season, but we head into the bowl game now, winning two straight. You know, you guys, this one feels really good. I was there last year at the camp, and, oh, man, I was getting sick of hearing their quarterback's name by the PA announcer during that game. It was the last game for Jimmy Lionheart Leonard. It was a tough way to end the regular season last year, but, man, this one feels really, really, really good. It's just fun beating that team. I don't know what it is.
Pat, amen to that.
Just coming home. So, awesome win. You guys were talking about Tanner. I think a new phrase is Tanner tough. Tanner tough, man. He ran for that one first down and got whacked and just popped right back up. And then Braylon, of course, zero, man. You know, he was running for somebody else this year. He was running for number one for Chez Malusi. After he went down with the broken leg. So I know they were brothers. So, hey, I'll hang up and listen to the rest of your show. Go Red, baby, go Red.
Appreciate it, Pat.
I'm going to start with Pat. Pat's been calling for years.
I love that.
I love that passion.
And I love also, too, Tim, where you just mentioned it just feels good beating that team.
I know.
And it always feels good beating that head coach. I mean, I don't know what it is. That maybe if indeed he was wearing the right shade of red, you'd be able to like him more, but I don't think so.
I told you.
I just don't know that I'd be able to. So being able to watch him do the swaying song and listen to the fight song in the middle of defeat on the field, trying to delay the celebration as at some point those boys were going to get over to that goalpost that they were defending, it just feels better. Beating that team. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'll soak in it and enjoy it.
I told you that I think we should reach out to the UW, and we should see if we can take the Axe and parade it around the state this year.
Should let it see the states.
Just like PJ.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Take it to every high school, every gymnasium you could possibly go to.
Every county fair.
No doubt about it. He'd be at the church festival. Bring it over to St. Mary's in Hales Corners. Enjoy that. It is... It is a game that they had not won for quite some time. Let's be honest. And they celebrated and enjoyed it and flaunted it for the last couple of years. So rightfully so, now that it's back, you got to do a little bit of the same.
Let's go back to Minneapolis right now, where head coach Luke Fickell standing by with Mike Heller. Guys.
With the head coach Luke Fickell, and that is... The whole offseason, everything was talking about finishing. You talked about finishing last week against Nebraska. Second half, it was 14-14 at the break, and there was a lot of finish on your roster, in your locker room today.
Yeah, we always talked about playing your best ball at the end of the year, and I think that's what I was worried about as we, you know, hit a little stretch there that we weren't getting better and playing our best ball. But I think we played our toughest. I think we played our grittiest. I think we played our most passionate ball at the end, and it showed out there again the second half, finding a way, you know, to continue to do what we needed to do and really kind of take over. I think more than anything, the offensive line, you know, I think came out that second half and kind of changed and took over the game.
Yeah, I was just going to go there and have you talk about that offensive line. I know you brought them forward, you know, when you talked to your team afterwards. That was how you won the game offensively in the second half, is the work that they did.
There's no doubt. I mean, we're an offensive line driven program. We want to be an offensive line driven program. We want to move forward being an offensive line driven program. And those guys had to take over. I mean, it's a you know, not to say a cold night, but it's, you know, a different. Yeah. You got a little flurries in there, and when it comes down to it, you got to be able to win the line of scrimmage. And in some ways, I think the second half they went beyond winning the line of scrimmage. I thought they took over and dominated the line of scrimmage, and it put us where we need to be.
This is what the end of the year looks like with injuries. You know, you had a bunch of guys that you didn't know if they could go today. Will Pauling, you didn't know, he went. Braylon, you knew, but didn't know how much you'd get out of him, and he went. Tanner has done the same thing. guys fighting through at the end when it matters.
Yeah, that's what this group showed me more than anything. Will Pauling playing, there's no way he should be playing. You know, Bryson Green gave it every single thing he had. He was out there in warm-up, and he was crushed when he really couldn't do it. You know, and Braylon, to be honest, I mean, he you know, has not been himself in the last 4 weeks and has struggled and pushed and pushed and pushed and, you know, not quite sure what, you know, you're going to get at 75%. But he put us on his shoulders the whole game, not just the second half. Even what he did in the first half, I think that we had to establish that in order to get ourselves going.
The axe means something. I know that you guys worked on rivalries all during training camp and through the fall, but you could see it at the end today, how much the axe means to that locker room.
Yeah, they're showing me. You know, I mean, I embrace traditions. I love them. I think it's the way I grew up. So when I walked in the door here, I knew that was going to be the biggest deal. And, you know, they even showed me more about how they played, about how important it was to them. And then even afterwards, not wanting to leave the field, just how that symbolizes something really, really special, and how all they want to do is take that thing back home, put it in the locker room, and make sure those guys that earn it can see it every day.
Final thought, and I've asked about him in most games, but Tanner Mordecai, he embodies what you, I believe, want this program and what you want this team to be.
Yeah, I wish we had him for three or four more years. If he wants to stay on staff, we'll hire him. He's got a lot more football to do. But I said in there, he might be one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. Just everything about him, just his attitude, his play. I mean, he is one tough son of a gun. And, you know, I'll never forget him. And there's not many guys who would do what he did and have the attitude that he has. Not exactly getting what he expected maybe when he got here.
Yeah.
But that's what means so much more, and that's what shows me who he really is.
Luke, congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Mike Heller, Luke Fickell, thank you much. Guys, you had a big smile on your face when you heard Fick say, we're an offensive line-driven program.
Damn right you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, know the identity and be
about it.
It took
him 12 games to figure that out.
Yeah.
Not figure it out. That's too strong. To realize this is the base. Everything in what you want to do is driven by your offensive line. That's what Wisconsin's about.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is a reason why you take this job, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I paused right away, because when you do grow up in the Big Ten, as Luke Fickell did, you know what the identity still has to be. And he's talked about it with being a developmental program, being a team and a group that has guys for 3-4 years. And you develop players. And when the most talent that you generally are going to get from in-state guys are going to be safeties, inside linebackers who probably played quarterback at some point during their time, or offensive linemen, you got to be about it. And it's what you had as your best crop right now, and he was able to ride that here at the tail end of the season.
What's interesting is that when you look at this team, two of your best skilled position players are in-state players, with Braylon Allen and Chimere Dike. It doesn't happen often. I mean, this state, you know, and you look around, like Florida produces the type of player. Texas produces the type of player.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, what do they produce? I mean, Penn State, Alabama, Ohio State, they all come here for what? Offensive linemen.
They come here for offensive linemen. And like I said, kind of like outside linebacker, safety, fullback, tight ends who at some point played quarterback. And just, you could put some weight on that frame. We can figure out where you end up going. And that's it's a prototype. It's something that you have. And you talked about it a little bit earlier of you saw more and more tight ends throughout the season, and you saw one of them from the
third down catch by Hayden Rucci tonight. How big was that?
And how about the touchdown from another Milwaukee kid, Riley Nowakowski? So those are guys that you're going to produce in state, and finding a way for that to fit into this offense is how the program continues to succeed.
By the way, Badger Nation is in love with our idea about taking the axe around the state.
It's because it's a good idea.
Alan St. Francis has loved your comment on the axe traveling around the state. I would add, how about we take it to Minnesota on recruiting trips? Nice to have it back home. And then Scooter in the 608 says, bring the axe out to Little League parks and the Pee Wee football teams. Let them touch it too. Let the kids see it.
Hey, let everybody see it.
Why not?
Let everyone see it. And I like Scott and Aaron, who is a tough one to please generally on our talk and text line.
Yes, he is.
7-5, going to a bowl game, brought the X home. Considering the new staff, the new systems, it sure could have been worse. And think about what this could have been, this last post-game show of the year, regular season-wise. We'll have one more for a bowl, but we almost weren't going to have that one. And 2 weeks ago, while you and I were exiting camp or exiting the set in Union South after being thumped by Northwestern and thoroughly beaten by that team, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Well,
here,
I mean, you had
for
locker room chaos
and for the
too
entire
afterwards.
Offseason.
Remember that?
Yeah,
night?
No doubt about it.
You and
yep.
I mean, we're going like, what? Where are we going from here?
And how many young players did you start seeing flourish and get a few more opportunities after that win? I think of Vinny Anthony right out of the gate.
I'm just going to mention Vinny Anthony tonight, what he did.
And all the opportunities that he saw, took advantage of every single one of them. Hate that it's because one of your brothers goes down, but you gotta be able to open the door when opportunity knocks. And you saw more and more guys, young guys, have those opportunities quickly once that game and once that locker room calmed down. They came back in the next day and started seeing more guys that wanted to be there.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because when you go back and you look at this game and you look at Wisconsin's go-ahead score, it was tied 14 apiece at half. And then you can call this the Braylon Allen drive, two plays, 54 yards, the 50-yarder and then the 4-yarder for the touchdown. But what I went back and looked at, I said, oh, yeah, Vinny Anthony had that return on the Minnesota punt that set them up at the 46. So they were playing with their best field position of the time. And, again, little things like what Vinny Anthony did on that return get lost in a game like this tonight, but it certainly shouldn't go without us mentioning it because it was really key at the time.
It was, and you also saw more and more time throughout the night when they needed a big play, they went to their seniors, they went to their dogs, and that four-play, you talk about the two-play drive for a touchdown. I thought the four-play 75-yarder with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, down 14-7, was one of the best drives they've had all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sparked by one of your seniors, him making a play, taking what would have been a 10-yard gain, making it, what, a 30-something-yard gain. And then it was Braylon Allen again. It was Tanner Mordecai, Braylon Allen, and arguably your MVP offensively this season. And that was Will Pauling being able to haul that in. Hearing Luke Fickell talk about Will Pauling, those are the guys you want to find in the transfer portal. And I know that they had a prior relationship, one of the reasons why he's here, but everybody dreams of being able to find that young guy who ends up flourishing and will be a star of your program here for at least another year to come.
You probably have heard this term before. I didn't hear it until today. It might have been Luke Fickell talking about with the transfer portal and guys coming in, calling them rentals, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And for me going forward with this, and you going forward to this too, I know we feel the same way in this, it's about finding the right rental.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner Mordecai was the right rental for this program. And you heard just from Coach Vick, he said, listen, I'd love to have this guy stick around. And he came here to prove that he could play against better competition in the Big Ten to improve his NFL stock. I think he certainly did that. And when you go back and look in, you know, this year, when you look at 5 years from now, you go, man, they're 7-5. But what I'll remember is Tanner Mordecai and the toughness that this guy had. This kid can ball. He can play.
Well, and I think rental, some people will attach like a negative connotation to it, and it's because it sounds a little harsher to it. But frankly, Tim, there's nothing wrong with it. I got into a healthy debate about it last night on one of our shows and then with some other people that were at the live show about it, of what the transfer portal is going to mean for players that are not going to play at a university for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And while some people don't like the idea of players knowing they might not be there for 4 years, teams now also don't know or care if you're going to be there for 4 years. What they want to know is, are you going to be here this year?
Yeah.
And then we'll worry about, are you going to be here next year?
Mm-hmm.
Right around now, middle of November into December, and that portal window will open up, and you'll see some guys walk out the door to better opportunities. You'll see some teams and more programs become more open to it of kind of downright asking guys, hey, you might want to check out the portal. And that ability to either adapt or die to it, I think Wisconsin has the right outlook, and Luke Fickell seems to be planning it the right way of you use it as a resource. But it's a two-way street. When you get a guy like Tanner Mordecai who wants to come and a little bit use you as a rental to try to see if he can strengthen his draft stock, you use him and allow him to be one of the leaders of your football team for a year.
To your point, I think it'll be very interesting. If we go back 3 weeks ago after the Northwestern loss and the aftermath afterwards, so much speculation about who would be here and who wouldn't be here player-wise. The way this team finished, if you wonder if there's some guys who go, you know what, maybe I want to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't, I'm assuming that's not the way that they felt 3 weeks ago. Now, maybe I want to stick around and see this out because I think this program's headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I think more and more guys are going to have that thought. But again,
that's winning. And that's
winning. It cures a lot of it. I'll be interested to see how many of those spots are suggested to move on to because you still do see in the last 2 weeks, we won't let cancel out the last 10. There's some depth opportunities here. There's some spots as to where you can plug to try to put yourself into the conversation to be one of those teams that could be fighting for one of those 12 spots next year.
Yeah, and as we all know, the Big Ten is going to be a whole different ballgame next season.
A lot different.
Badgers win tonight. They bring back the Axe, knocking off Minnesota 28-14, and more importantly, notch their seventh victory of the season. Who would have thought that some 3 weeks ago? A lot more to get to tonight. We'll head back to Minneapolis with Mike Keller inside the locker room. We would love to hear from you as well on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. With Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott. And our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about
economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Unit running back now, double wide to the left from the Minnesota 11-yard line. Second down and 5 for Wisconsin. Mordecai gets the snap, looking left, throwing left, end zone, left side, caught Will Pauling, touchdown Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai hooks up with Pauling, and the Badgers with a quick answer late in the second quarter.
That is our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. We'll lift the curtain here for a moment. Billy and I had quite the debate during the break about what would be our energizing performance of the game. And you could go with Tanner Mordecai. You could go with Braylon Allen today. You could talk about end of the game, Jordan Turner hustling to cause that fumble.
No doubt about it.
You could look at, you know, one of the defensive backs who came back from, what was it? My mind just went blank.
Four Queen,
yeah. Two PIs, mm-hmm. but yet had a sack at a key point in the game today. But no, you want to go with Will Pauling.
I want to go with the spark. I want to go with the guy that was not expected to go. And when you bring in and add your – I'm telling him, you, this offense is not nearly what it's been if Will Pauling is not on the football team. He's been your most consistent playmaker, and today you needed him, and only two catches, but one of them was one that paid off for six.
Let us go back to Minneapolis, where Mike Heller is standing by with our energizing performance player of the game, Will Pauling. Guys?
Will Pauling, so Coach talked about it. I mean, he said you shouldn't have played today. Physically, like just from a health standpoint, how do you go through that process?
Honestly, me, just my thought process throughout the whole week was do what I can to try to be able to play, but not even just play, just be able to perform at a high level, and then just a lot of prayer, a lot of talking to God, just asking for his healing, asking for him to put his hand on me, and ultimately that allowed me to go out there and make plays today.
You've not played in this game. You've played in rivalry because you're a competitive athlete. You've had rivalries before, but what about the Axe game, and can you tell in the end how special it truly is?
Yeah, you hear about the Axe rivalry, but you don't really understand it until you're actually out there on the field. I feel like seeing those guys play on film is nothing compared to how they actually played out there today. I feel like when they see us on the field, they're going to play 10 times harder. And me personally, coming from a school that really didn't have a big-time rivalry game like this, it was amazing to see how much it meant to the seniors, and not even just the players in the locker room, but just the players in the state of Wisconsin, the people in the state of Wisconsin as a whole. This game means a lot to them, and I'm glad we could bring the Axe back home.
What does it mean to finish? Because that was the mantra ever since you've been here. The mantra has been to find a way to finish. And last week, at the end, you finish. And this week, you finish. It's not done yet. You got another game. But what does it mean to you to finish the way you did?
Yeah, Coach Fick just always tells us to leave it on E, like leave the gas tank on empty. That means give it all you got, let it fly, don't have any regrets when you're out there. So I feel like when you're playing loose, playing free, you're able to go out there and make plays and just let it fly and not have anything hold you back.
Finally, you guys have been through a very tough year. I mean, every season is its own journey. This journey was particularly adverse at times. But here on the end, you get the last two wins when you needed them. It's surviving that adversity.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you're going to face a lot of adversity during the season, and Coach Brown, he's always telling us adversity is going to come, whether it's in the first quarter, the fourth quarter, wherever it is, it's going to come, and it's really just all about your attitude and how you react to it, because you can go down 14 points like we did last week and just roll over and fold and just sit down, but when you're able to have the right attitude about adversity and you attack it how it's supposed to be attacked, you can come back down for 14 points, come back down for 20 points, whatever it be, and come back and win a ball game. So it's very important to face adversity and have the right attitude about it.
Congratulations. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Will Pauling, Mike Heller after the game today. You know, Billy, you look at that touchdown pass capped off that four-play, 75-yard drive. It was a quick one, only took a minute 52. But before that, it was a great answer. It was a bizarre sequence for Minnesota where they scored. There was two pass interference calls on that drive that led to the Jackson touchdown. They made it 14-7. But I love the response from the Badger team at that point.
Yeah, and go to your playmakers. Go to your guys. And that is the kind of quick strike offense that I don't believe this program has seen for a long time, right? Like, I mean, just the style of play didn't really allow you to be that pedal to the metal and try and get yourself and be as aggressive. And they've had to come back because their defense has put them behind the eight ball each of the last 4 weeks. So you've needed to be a little bit more aggressive, but to be able to go to Chim and go right back to the design as well on the fake on that same drive after Chimray DK brings it inside Minnesota territory, they ran like a fake QB draw pop pass.
Oh, where Tanner and stepped in and yep, then he stepped back.
Stepped back on out, faked like Braylon was going to be the lead blocker, throw it to him down the field, grab, you know, 15, 20 yards and put you in position to strike right there. You have certain leaders. Some guys do it because they're experienced. Some guys do it because they're your best players. It always helps when some of your best players are guys like Will Pauling, who is an easy guy to follow the lead of.
A good stat that Jeff Levering had tonight during the game was that at that point, the Badgers, when Braylon Allen goes over 100 yards rushing, going back to his freshman season, the Badgers were 17-2. Now, 18-2 after his effort today. And Dan, listening in the 715 on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Dan, you need to be a little bit better today. Takes a shot at one of our own, Billy.
Uh-oh.
We got to defend a friend in Jeff Levering, don't
Come
we?
Come on now, yeah. What do we got?
He says, I won't watch Wisconsin on national TV because of Matt and Mark. No, we love Towers.
They're fantastic, yep.
Said, I would rather listen to them than a national broadcast. The best call I've ever heard was when Matt called Touchdown Wisconsin, brought to you by Braylon Allen, and I'm 62. Piggyback to a call, caller, yes, run the axe statewide. Jeff Levering was on the call today.
Yeah, it was good. Yes. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the color guy was a little, he was all right.
Yeah, I have no idea who it was, but yeah. I'm a big fan of whenever
Jeff's on the
call.
We're sticking up for Jeff, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a Wisconsin week. He was down with Butchie calling Badger basketball in the Fort Myers Classic.
And then he talked about a drinking game. Yeah, no doubt about it. I was a fan of Levering. I'm never going to be upset when I get to listen to Jeff Levering.
Randy in Greendale, he said, booked hotel tonight in flight. I'm hoping now for a Music City Bowl. Nashville, December 30th. Don't even think about it. There's a Packer game the next day, their young man.
Well, a night Packer game, though. I mean, it's a night Packer game there on the 31st. We could very easily be back here by, say, noon, 2 o'clock.
We can hop in the motorhome and hustle down and hustle back.
That could be in our budget, right?
Yeah, we can pull that up, maybe. 28-14. The Badgers are giddy. Back-to-back wins. And bringing back the axe is something special. We'll come back and we'll put a bow on this one as we continue celebrating the Badgers' victory tonight. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
37-yard line, Mordecai fakes the handoff to Allen. Tanner looking, has time to scan. Now he will pull it down and run across the 40. Running left with a juke move, 45-50 to the 45 and out of bounds into Minnesota territory.
With his arm and with his legs tonight, through the air, 14 of 22. Was picked once, but he had two touchdown passes. On the ground tonight, Billy, 9 for 69. But on the pick, the form tackle the dude had, that was equally impressive, wasn't it?
Well, and this is where, now, Tanner Mordecai's a cool customer, right?
Yeah.
And they play a lot of football down in Texas, right?
Yes.
I could tell that Tanner had played quite a bit of backyard football because even though he was a quarterback, he was staring right at the hips, and that's what they teach you.
Yeah.
But whenever you're going to be in there to break down for a tackle, you're throwing it like him. I doubt they were ever putting him on defense. So he learned that in the park with his buddies playing not touch football at recess. They were going to the ground, and he was not going to let a situation like Tim Boyle had in that that football game yesterday happened to him on a Hail Mary pick six. Not today, baby.
So do you think Heller brings it up with him? Should we find out?
Man, I hope he does. Right, I'm going to actually be disappointed and call Mike on the team plane if he doesn't.
Okay. All right, let's find out. Mike Heller standing by.
Come on, Mike.
With a Badger quarterback, Tanner Mordecai.
Tanner, this is every season's its own unique journey. There's nothing quite like what this has been. How do you put that into some perspective?
I mean, we've had some really adverse situations, things that haven't gone our way throughout the season. But, you know, our main emphasis was finishing, and I thought we'd finish out, you know, our regular season the way we should, winning two big rivalry games, especially this one.
Coach brought the offensive line forward at the end in the locker room. Their performance, especially in the second half, but both in the overtime last week and this week, that was a dominant performance.
I mean, we knew we wanted to put the weight on them. They're always up for a challenge. And, I mean, they played their butts off. Love every single one of them. Jack, Joe, Tanner, Mike, and Riley. I mean, those guys freaking worked their butts off. And they were dominant tonight.
You had to fight for yards, but you also had a little shake, a little wiggle that got you some extra yards today, and those meant something.
Yeah, I got one of their guys pretty good in the first half. that was pretty fun. I'm just trying to make plays for the offense for my guys and do whatever I can to help, you know, us get first downs and score touchdowns.
Coach talked about the quarterback in his press conference. He talked about the quarterback being a multiplier. What does that mean to you? What he's talking about is everything we do, and then your position multiplies it.
I think, like, you know, our motto and what we preach about being tough and nasty and disciplined, I think, you know, whenever, that's what's preached and they see a quarterback do it, it's, I think it's contagious for the rest of the guys, and they're eager to play with more edge, more, you know, a little crap in their neck, and I think that's important.
You've never played in an axe game. You played in the rivalry games now, but how did you learn about this? And then could you see what it means when you guys get the axe today?
I mean,